Just starting this off with a funny little segment from last week's preview edition of It's Always Sunny in Chiefs Kingdom. Roll the clip.
And then their punter, Sam Martin, did not practice with a hamstring injury. You know, that's kind of a little bit interesting because not that special teams are the end all be all, but like things can be wacky when you're having to bring in a punter off the street and you've got to fly him into Buffalo, which apparently is impossible because they just don't have the infrastructure to be able to clear snow and allow airplanes to land and that sort of thing. I mean, to bring a guy in at this point in the week, you know, it's possible, but there's always the possibility that a punter could screw something up. A lot of times the punters are the holders for the kicking unit, which obviously raises some issues there.
Well, that's what happened here. So their kick got blocked against the Steelers, and Martin, the holder, got blown up on the blocked kick play, hurt his hamstring, and then they put him in the game after that to punt. It's a hamstring injury. And he punted and then immediately grabbed his hamstring after
that
punt.
Was in, I mean, frigid conditions. I mean, like,
yeah, it was snowing. And so, you know, it's interesting that if they let him punt and now he's not even able to practice today on Wednesday, I just wonder if he aggravated it worse by going back out there after the play where he got injured. Just a really strange and interesting situation. And he's a good punter. So, like, I'm very interested in what they're going to do there.
A good punter. And I mean, again, not to beat a dead horse, but we saw last year, now Butker was dealing with an ankle injury too, but like we saw last year, there was a ton of conversation in Chiefs Kingdom about the importance of the punter as holder for a kicker. And, you know, there were certain people over the last couple of years, including, you know, former Chiefs All-Pro punter Dustin Colquitt, who were blaming Tommy Townsend for his holding. And that was part of the issues with Butker struggling in the kicking game. So, you know, I mean, playoff games usually are tight. They often can come down to a couple points here and there, whether it's an extra point, whether it's a long field goal that you got to have to tie the game late or whatever. You know, like having a guy in there that hasn't held for you as the kicker could potentially be big as well. So
not like those kicks are going to be big in the playoffs, right?
Right. You know, not like Buffalo has ever experienced any high profile kicking issues in the playoffs before.
That would never
happen to a Buffalo Bills team. No. So I'm sure there's nothing to worry about, Bills fans. If you're listening, everything's going to be just fine.
Boy, you took that conversation wide right, didn't you?
Sure did.
Austin, I love this feeling. We're doing those jerk-offs taxes.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. It's something else, man.
I mean, we've done this so many times now.
I know. It's crazy. We're going to have Randy back on for another AFC Championship game.
Yes. Make sure you tune in for that. We've done 8 games with more on the line than that game, as far as the 5 AFC championships previously and the 3 Super Bowls, right? Yep. And like the AFC quarterback showdown thing is crazy. It's like it doesn't really matter when you play them or what the like path looks like or whatever. When it's Mahomes versus Allen or Burrow or next week Lamar, it just means something else. I was so nervous all game long.
It's crazy because for those listeners who were not following along with my tweets during this game, I previously booked several months ago a trip to Disneyland, and I was at Disneyland on Thursday, and I was flying back today from California to Colorado, and the game kicked off about 15 minutes after I got on my flight. So I watched the first half of the game on the airplane, and then I was listening to the radio the second half of the game, and Kevin Harlan was on the call, and it was great, but it was so tense. Just the second half of that game, obviously the back and forth. When you have the radio, I mean, like, Harlan's the GOAT. I love Kevin Harlan. But, like, he's there to sort of paint with words a drama that is unfolding. I can't see with my own eyes what's happening. So, you know, he gets fired up. He gives a good call. You can hear the Bills fans cheering in the background, but I'm like, how many yards did
What
it go
happened?
for? You know, like
Yeah.
what
Was
actually
that
happened on the
7 or
play?
28 yards? Like, yeah.
Right, exactly right. And so, you know, even at when the Chiefs stopped Allen up 4th and 3 at midfield, I was like, did he pick it up? Did he get stopped? Like, is he stopped short? Like, how many yards does he have to go? And then the kick, obviously, I just like I learned that the Chiefs essentially won this game on the missed kick from you. I was about 1 minute away from my house and I was stopped at a stoplight and I was looking at my phone because we had been texting and you texted me that he missed the kick. And the radio was on a 15-second delay or whatever. So it took, you know, 15, 20 seconds for that to go through. But I came back, I ran home, I turned the game on, I went and watched the last 10 minutes or whatever, and I'm gonna, as soon as we hang up here, go watch the whole game again. I can't believe how bad he missed the kick. It's
Yeah,
unbelievable.
it was
That is
mega
an,
shank.
I mean, that was, I mean, he was 9 for 9 in those situations, as they showed on the game graphic. He had never missed in that situation before, you know, with the chance to tie the
Yeah,
game.
Tyler Bass is a really good kicker.
He's really good. He's really good. And I mean, 44 yards, that's, it's not a gimme, but like it's
They had the
2020.
wind at their back. Do you know how
It's
many times Tony
it's
Romo mentioned
2024. Yeah, right. The
the
wind.
wind? And like when the Chiefs deferred the opening kickoff, he said, "I would have taken the ball so that I could pick the wind in the second half." That's how important he felt like the breeze was.
Well, Butker
And
in pregame was missing from
from
52,
50, yeah, right.
kicking into the wind. Yeah,
Yep.
exactly.
But Bucker didn't miss when the game was on. And I mean, those two kicks, he kicked the piss out of those two
I
balls.
know.
It
He's
was,
amazing.
he, everyone in this organization's honestly amazing.
I guess.
Even Mecole Hardman and
Yeah. Okay.
even the
All
guys
right.
that suck. Like, what I mean is
Sure.
that
They're part of the unit. They're part of the
they
whole.
are. They are.
They're part of the Kansas City Chiefs, the entity that has gone to 6 straight AFC Championship
Yes.
games.
Yes. At
So.
some point, you know, now look, I want to fire Mecole Hardman into the sun just as much as anybody else does. I was incensed at that, but I've been incensed at MVS. He was great in those two catches.
MVS, and he
Really,
was amazing. Yeah, sure.
MVS. I haven't heard that. Yeah, that's good. And you know, Clyde, who has obviously been a huge target for everybody, had two pretty nice plays in this game. They didn't give him a ton of touches, but they certainly, you know, he wasn't a complete negative. He had two carries for 31 yards because he had one for three, but he ripped off a 28 yarder. And then, you know, it's crazy to me thinking about what this team has accomplished compared to what we expected,
Yes,
what
Jesus.
they showed throughout the year, going, you know,
I
10 and 6
mean,
because the 11th win was a nothing win against the Chargers. So like they were like a couple wins away from being a 500 team, basically. Like they really, really struggled this year. Those
sure,
six
they did.
losses were brutal and
And
they
they
didn't.
lost to pretty much every good team that they played this year.
Correct. Correct. They were 2-4 or 5, 2-5 against playoff teams, and the two wins were both Dolphins. I mean, that was the second win happened in the playoffs. Now this is obviously their third. But they just step up at the right time. Talk about playing your best football at the right time. Have you seen the Chiefs look this good since the Super Bowl?
No,
Not
and
even in the Bears blowout or the Chargers win, because those
right,
were shittier
those are
teams
bad
and the
teams,
conditions were optimal for the Chiefs. And like
right,
this was going into Buffalo, man. They say nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Come play us in January, bitch. Like that's
yeah,
their
come
whole
play us in
mentality.
Buffalo. This time you
Okay.
have to come to Orchard Park,
Yeah.
right? Like, this is and they and listen, we talked about this in the previous show. Like, it is so hard to beat a quarterback as good as Josh Allen
So hard.
3 times in
In
the
the playoffs.
playoffs in a row. Like, I mean, Bengals fans want to talk about 3-1. Like, two of those games had no stakes at all.
Yeah,
I
they're
mean, like,
regular season games.
they're
One
regular
of them,
season
we won the
games.
Super Bowl in
And
that. And I mean, yeah.
that's their Roman Empire. That's their
Yes,
whole
it is.
thing, 3-1,
It
right? I frankly am like, I haven't fully, I know Bills fans have not fully processed this, but like, I haven't even, I
Yeah.
mean,
Thought about it from their perspective
fully
much?
processed it from their perspective and like
Yeah.
what it means for them to be 0-3 against us in the
Yeah.
playoffs. That's
Right.
crazy.
That
I
is
mean, for us,
ownage.
for us to end their season
three times in 4 years.
In 4 years, when every single time they had legitimate Super Bowl aspirations for a yes. team that has never won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, every one of those three losses, the Bills thought that they were going to win the Super Bowl. This was their year. You know, we were 6-6. We came yeah. back to make the playoffs. Every yep. game from 6-6 on was a playoff game. We were playing single elimination 8 weeks in a row, and we survived. We got to this point. We finally got Mahomes in our house. You know, we got Josh Allen. We got Bills Mafia. You know,
they've honestly been kicking the Chiefs' ass lately.
And they have. Exactly. Matchups. They have.
When they beat the Chiefs, they beat the piss out of them a couple times. And then even the 13 seconds loss, they were obviously amazing in that game.
Sure, they were. And we should have lost that game.
Should have lost that game. You know, the one time Mahomes has ever been a home underdog was against the Bills, and the Bills beat him. And, like, I mean, they did have the Chiefs number every time except when it matters most. Now, let me ask you this. Would you rather, and this is a gun to your head each way, but would you rather lose four straight Super Bowls or lose three times in 4 years with another playoff loss to another AFC quarterback as the fourth year against a guy that you are constantly measuring your guy up to and constantly failing that measurement? Zero Super Bowls, zero MVPs for Josh Allen. I mean,
I'll take the bullet. Like, it's messed up. Because, fire the gun. And the thing is, we were just messing around the other day on a G chat, and we're doing quarterback tiers. You put one out, and then we sort of were discussing it, and we both had Josh Allen as the second best quarterback in the NFL.
I still agree with that,
and I still agree with that too after watching him play. But, like, you know, Lamar is playing in his first AFC Championship game. Allen only has one. You know,
yes,
Lamar has two. Lamar's going to win his second MVP.
Yep, you know, Allen has zero.
His first one was unanimous. Joe Burrow has taken a team to the Super Bowl.
Won the AFC.
Yep. He lost, but he's won the AFC. He's played in two AFC Championship games. Josh Allen only has one. I mean, it's getting really hard for Bills fans to compare Josh Allen to anybody, and it sucks because I do think Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes.
I agree, and I really like
Yeah, like, me too. And he's a very
likable player. Of all those guys you mentioned, really now, I guess fun. Lamar's pretty likable too as a person.
Yes.
Burrow's obviously not. And
no,
you know, it's like if I could designate who is the second most like successful quarterback in the AFC behind Mahomes, I would pick Josh Allen. Like I really think
it's a bummer that he has a really exciting
brand of football.
Yeah. It's a bummer that he has to be the one on the receiving end.
It is. He is so dominant. Yeah. Like if the Chiefs had beaten the Bengals like this, it would be, I mean, I'm already over the moon right now. This felt as good
and
as
we did eliminate the Bengals this year. So, you know,
we did. The Chiefs have really been putting them down, but I just feel, you know, I feel bad for Buffalo. I know this isn't really like, this is our time to shine on the Chiefs, but like that franchise,
we'll continue doing that in our,
we will,
our,
we have plenty of time main episode, to do that. Right, in fact, course. And it is always sunny in Chiefs Kingdom, and we will continue to show that. But like, you know, this franchise has been through the ringer, and this being the Bills, and to miss a big kick like that,
I mean,
wide right of all, yeah, even if they had missed it left, it wouldn't have stung as much as missing a wide right. They all had to relive wide right tonight among all the other horrible. I mean, it's just, it's really tough. And we'll see if they take some drastic measures to kind of get the taste out of their mouth. And if they fire McDermott, which I don't know, I don't think they will, but like, if they do, no one's going to be like, oh my God, I never saw that coming. Like, clearly
they
he's
should
on
fire him.
The hot seat,
but they should
they should. I just don't,
but know I don't think they will. I mean, like, I think he saved his job when they made the playoffs. It's
correct.
The two seed.
Correct. I think they did. And I believe, as you tweeted, like, let's run it back. Let's get Sean McDermott and the Bills again next year. I mean, It's
awesome. You know what's crazy too is obviously the Chiefs get a break at the end with I almost said Norwood.
Sure.
Scott with Tyler Bass Tyler Bass
Norwood
missing
too.
Tyler Bass missing the kick wide right. But the Chiefs were the better team in this game.
They were.
And
they were
really, the Chiefs were on the negative side of a lot of variance in this game. Obviously, the Hardman fumble, I mean, that's basically the game. If the Chiefs punch that touchdown in,
they go up 10.
I mean, they go up 10 with essentially 8 minutes to play in the game. You know, they
Oh man, I mean, they
had
won the game without that play. So, like,
right,
obviously, yeah, that
right.
would have been a backbreaker.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, it's crazy. It obviously, and Nick Wright pointed this out, you know, like, even if the Bills make that kick, like, the Chiefs have two timeouts and 2 minutes
40.
Left.
You know,
and
we
it's
talked
a tie
about that
game.
With San Francisco in
right.
54.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, even if they hit that over the top pass that
right.
they all say if they would have hit that, they would have won. You're telling
right.
me you're going to give Mahomes the ball with like
yeah,
a
three
minute
timeouts
40
in that
or
game
whatever?
In the Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
no,
Yep.
that's
Two timeouts in this game in
that's
Buffalo.
exactly. And plus, this is not the Chiefs offense that's been struggling. This
No.
this was
I
they
mean, this
scored
Chief,
on every possession
I know.
But one, and then they punted
and the
once,
McColl play,
and the
right.
McColl play. And
Yep.
other than that, they
Yep.
were moving the ball on this Bills
Yep.
team. Now, granted, the Bills were very, very injured on defense, but so were
They
the
were,
Chiefs.
and so were, so
And
was
the
Miami, but
Bills
you know what?
knew going into this game that their injuries were, you know, they practiced all week with these backups that played.
Right.
The Chiefs lost Gay and lost Edwards on the first drive of the game.
Right.
Like,
right.
they were it very similar to another Bills game where Tyrann Mathieu gets
Right.
a concussion in the
Right.
very first defensive series in a game that Spags said he was our ace in the hole that game. He
Right.
We had him lined up to go beat Josh Allen himself. And you know, so that's Willie Gay was the spy. He
Right. Right.
He was the answer to what the Bills did so well in this game. And, you know, we'll see what it was a neck like tweak is what Andy said.
Yeah.
We'll see if that keeps him out of the AFC Championship game or not, but my money's on not. I think another week
he did
of.
Tweet. Thank you, God, after the game in all
Yes.
caps.
Yeah.
And
So that's
obviously that
probably
could
not
be
something.
related to the win, but
Sure.
you know, if he's still feeling bummed about his season being over, maybe
Yeah.
he doesn't tweet that. So
Right.
we'll have to see,
Right.
you know, in injury news, Joe Tooney has a pec injury. That's
Yeah.
going to hurt because
That was
he's
concerning.
That's probably not something you're coming back from. I mean, we don't
Yeah.
know the seriousness of it. Andy just said a pec, but if it's a torn pec, he's done
And
for the
Tooney's
year.
a freaking Iron Man.
And
And so for him to be
he
out
is.
of this
I mean,
game,
right. He's
if
a beast.
that injury was like, we're probably coming back next week, I think he plays through it.
Right. Sure. Yeah, exactly. Nick Allegretti did a good job
Sure.
subbing in for
Nick
him. And
Allegretti
I
started
actually,
a Super Bowl, man.
and when I posted just a minute ago about, you know, Tooney probably being out next week, a bunch of people tweeted and said, I didn't know he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nick Allegretti came in and obviously played his
Yes.
ass off. And did very well. But, you know, that is something to worry about next week.
It is.
For this week, it's Always Sunny in Chiefs Kingdom.